This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the No BS Zone. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we have the first fast and factually accurate overview of what's going on in the news talk radio business. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, featuring Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher there. A big job, but his shoes are big enough his feet are big enough to fill those shoes. Yes.
I have very big feet.
Congratulations.
And they're getting wider and bigger.
Yes, they're getting flat, like mine are. You know, the older you get, the flatter they get. So the story is nothing old about the story list this week or the people list. Michael's going to go through, and then we'll have some thoughts, comments, and we'll work our way through some of the names. Like, do you know who Vivek Ramaswamy is, if that's the way to pronounce his name? Okay, that's going to be, well, anyway, go through the list, and we'll then pick it apart. With our own examination.
All right. Number 10, severe weather. The weather is, just as we were all thinking on the East Coast that we're getting away with a
warm,
mild
spring,
a mild winter, this monster storm is going to engulf the nation.
Right.
At number 9, we have...
I'm on the other side of the world. I took a plane to get out here, as I often do, to see my family. When the weather's bad in New England, I jump on a plane to come to California because it's supposed to be
I hear
better.
There's snow there. I hear there's a blizzard.
There's snow. Well, it's in the foothills, but the snow's down to 1,000 feet down in the valley, actually. And so it's like at the moment it's 42 degrees here.
That's amazing.
And I think if I were to look at the temperature in Boston at the moment, it's probably 24. Not that much different. Anyway, so, and then...
Are you going to build a snowman?
I might take my grandson out to go up to Green
Mountain. Yeah, I mean, what a great thing for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. It's fabulous. Yeah. Anyway,
at number 9, okay, well, are you still talking about the weather?
Yeah, I was going to tell the plane story, but it's not.
Go ahead. I want to hear it. I'm not ready to go through the drudgery of reading all this.
No. I don't think it's drudgery. It's interesting. The plane... The winds are so strong going across the country in the jet stream that we had a fly. We took off from Boston at 6 o'clock and flew north into Canada and into from Toronto across to Saskatchewan, Alberta, and then down into across Montana. We never go that high or that far. And it took another hour and 17 minutes to go around the storm. So when we're landing at LAX, the pilot says, I didn't want to concern you because we weren't sure we were going to make it on the fuel that we had. Everything with the plane had as much fuel on it as it could take, and it's not supposed to fly on more, than 7 hours. So he said the way they had negotiated or worked the engineering of the fuel usage, they were able to make it without having to stop for fuel, along the way. But he said, as we landed LAX, we're on fumes.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. I can't believe. Meanwhile, were they telling you that we're very north, we're near the Arctic Circle? I mean,
we didn't go that far, but we went way up into Canada, to get around the storm. It's now the storm that you're getting today, and New England will get over the weekend before it blows out, I think, on Sunday, has started here. But now there's another storm that's here. That is starting, and it'll wind its way across the country as well. So the next, even though spring is less than a month away, around the equinox, there's lots of activity. Every year, it's winter.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember during the years that I have lived in New England, and just for background, I've lived almost everywhere in the country. I've lived in California, Florida, New York. We've had, out of nowhere, blizzards in April.
I remember getting a snowstorm on May 5th one year because the power went out, and I had we were milking 40 cows on the farm at the time, and the milk tank was full of milk, and it was ruined because there was no electricity there. We didn't have a generator.
And it could turn on a dime. You could think that spring is in the air. You smell it. The buds are there. The bees are out, and all of a sudden, bam, you're hit with a storm. So severe weather is, in fact, what's being talked about. You know, the weather is always talked about anyway. We don't always put the weather in. It's only when it's newsworthy weather. The two things that most people talk about that are not on our surveys is small talk about computers, about the weather, and about celebrity gossip. But this is a News Talk radio survey, so here we go. So the weather is at 10. People are talking about the deadly shootings, and now, you know, it's which one are you talking about? It's
there have been 6,200 people dying at the hands of a gun since the beginning of the year, and many of those have been suicides. That's something that is not very much talked about.
Well, suicide is a problem as well. I mean, that's a mental health problem, and suicide is a serious pandemic, especially with young people. These are terrible, terrible social problems indicative of a deeper problem in our society. And number 8, we have this national divorce story.
I mean, yes, that's very troubling. And we have the credibility of Marjorie Taylor Greene to thank for that. The Republicans should go their own way. The Democrats should go their own way. And neither the twain shall meet.
What she's calling for is a civil war. She's calling for the end of America.
Basically.
Yeah, what's wrong with this woman? What's wrong with her?
Because all she's looking for is attention. She wasn't probably breastfed as a child, and so she needs attention. She was ignored by her parents, and so you know she doesn't want to be ignored anymore. So let's make a lot of noise.
Are you making that up, or do you have inside information?
I'm suggesting it's one theory. How's that?
Well,
okay.
I mean, there are people listening to this broadcast that think you and I are terrible for even saying anything negative about her, that they actually like
her. That's too bad. Yeah, good. They can like her.
No, I'm just pointing out there are people that like her, which is shocking. I mean, if I were the most ardent conservative Republican, I still wouldn't like her. I think that people like that make the American conservative Republican look bad.
I mean,
criticism is not just against the other guy. Criticism, the best criticism is when you criticize your own. Clean up your own
backyard.
When
you look critically at, that's one of the things. I got off on this toot earlier when I was talking about the Liber, the definition, the fundamental root of the word liberty and liberal, all come from the same root word, liber, and the fact that we use that to apply to Democrats, often liberal Democrats, there's nothing liberal about trying to confine you as much of what the Democratic rhetoric is about, to control everything. There's no liberty involved in that anymore. Then the people who call themselves conservative even know what that word means. And this so far
you're making
from
a good point. You're making a very good point that the labels are no longer accurate.
Ridiculous.
And maybe that's because we don't teach political science in school properly.
Yeah.
And we throw terms around that are inaccurate, and thus people are using terminology that is off the mark. And it's a problem. And number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States, Section 230 arguments. That's complicated stuff, but it's very important stuff. And the key is for us to be able to talk about it in layman terms.
Yes.
The Supreme Court justices don't understand it.
No.
How's the average person? And those of us in the media charged with explaining it are caught between a rock and a hard place. The terminology of the lawyers and our own inability to translate legal arguments and legal issues into everyday language. And it so affects everything we talk about in terms of what the platforms on the Internet are liable for and what they are protected against. It's tough stuff. It's
so I'm going to have this a program note later in this broadcast. In this hour, we'll have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official lawyer, if you will, legal mind for Talkers Magazine for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He will be here to explain Section 230 and what the arguments have been or about that have been presented to the Supreme Court.
Very timely, and you have the right guy doing it.
Yep, for sure.
At number six, we have the Trump investigations, and that, you know, the walls are closing in on him. But they have always seemed to close in on him.
Exactly.
We have the toxic train wreck still being discussed at five. At number four, the 2024 presidential race. That's heating up a little bit. Heating up, whatever that means. U.S.-China relations at three. The Russia-Ukraine war at two. And connected to that, President Biden's European trip at number one. Want to go through the people fast?
Yes.
Okay. Number 10, Tucker Carlson. Number 9, Kevin McCarthy. Number 8, the aforementioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 7, Emily Kors. She's on the grand jury in Georgia. Pete Buttigieg at number 6. At number 5, a household name, Vivek Ramaswamy. At number 4, somebody who wishes she was a household name, Nikki Haley. Number 3, the ultimate household name, Donald Trump. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. Did I lose my numbers there? Number 1,
yeah,
Joe Biden.
Okay.
Whatever, you get the drift.
All right, people, this story list, and we'll dig into some of the backgrounders. Let's go to the Ukraine war, which is number 2 this week, as we continue overviewing the conversations on News Talk Radio around the country on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, I want to focus your attention on a website. The website is toploss.com. Everyone around the country every week when they listen to this program, they know that I've been talking about the product Calitrin, which has been now it's been recognized around the world, not just around America, as the safest way for you, your spouse, your entire family to lose weight and keep it off. So what else do I have to say really about it other than it works and it's all natural and you should try it? That's pretty much it. I can't tell you. The ingredients are simple. You can find them online at toploss.com. You can see all of the references from people around the world who have taken this and been successful. See that stuff? Check it all out. Satisfy yourself. Toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and we've been through the people list and the story list for the week of February the 20th to 24th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in most of the news talk programs and stations around the country, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, and his staff. So the number one and number two item this week, Michael, I think we can tie them both together because Joe Biden started his trip to Europe by going to Ukraine. It was very interesting that on the way over, it was very quiet. Nobody knew he was leaving at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday to go over there, which is a well-kept secret. Somebody usually leaks those things. And about halfway across the Atlantic, they notified the Russians that Biden would be in Ukraine during the day. And I thought to myself, that's rather strange, given the fact that Joe Biden and Putin haven't talked for well over a year. And so did anybody bring that up?
It was fascinating that that happened. I found that to be amazing. You know, first of all, the reason they were bringing him there secretly was, for the most part, you know, I guess not to have the Russians know.
Right, they don't know. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they want to protect him from, you know, an outpouring of love and support from the Ukrainians. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the underlying reason was so that there's not an accidental catastrophe. You know, can you imagine if the Russians did not know that Biden is there and they hit him with a missile or something happens,
Great.
That could be the beginning of the end of everything. So it was in everybody's interests that that the Russians knew.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows that this communication going on in back channels all the time.
Right. So in terms of the war itself, this week, as we recognize this to be the, is anniversary the right word? The first
one-year anniversary.
Yeah, is that the right word? I guess it is the right word.
It is the right word.
So the U.N. General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to approve a resolution condemning the Russians. So why didn't that happen the first day of the war? Why did it take them a year at the U.N.? Isn't the U.N. supposed to, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Looking at these problems and trying to solve them? As far as I can see, the U.N. hasn't done a damn thing about any of this, except talk about it, but they're not even, you know, the certainly the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and others, the Europeans that are trying to get Ukraine in, which the Russians say is the reason they went to war, because they don't want Ukrainians to belong to any European alliance.
So they don't want them to be part of NATO because they don't want NATO on their doorstep.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
There is a Russian point of view on this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I support it or I don't support it, but it is really stupid not to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian point of view is that, sorry, Ukraine, but you're right on our border. You're not France, you're not England, you're not Canada. You're on our border, mm-hmm. very much like the United States is concerned about Cuba and things that happen, you know, the Monroe Doctrine. If China or Russia suddenly had a foothold in the Western Hemisphere, we would be concerned, as we've been in the past, just like China is concerned about Taiwan, Hong Kong, and all those places. This is a reality, and it's really at the crux of a schism that's developing in American politics and on talk radio about just how long and how wise is it for us to support this war.
Yep. We've put in as much money as everybody else put together. I'm looking at Reuters, the effect on this, 42,295 people have died, not counting the Russians. At least 56,000 people have been injured, not the Russians. 15,000 people are missing, not Russians. 14 million people in Ukraine have been displaced. 140,000 buildings have been destroyed. And it's cost them almost $500 billion. There you go. Those are the stats. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0 invention of MyPillow. It's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 7 tornadoes were reported overnight in Oklahoma, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes. Severe weather and excessive rainfall continue in the Midwest today. Heavy snow across the California mountain ranges. More from one Los Angeles, California resident overnight.
I was going out the front door and heard a big crash. And I started looking around for damage, and then I heard my wife calling me. And I ran back inside. We had lost power. I looked out our side door, and there was a power line down.
Below average temperatures in the west and above average temperatures in the east. Snow and ice are expected across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast today. The U.S. Energy Department has concluded that the COVID pandemic most likely started from a laboratory leak, according to a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day. Health. It's 34 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, as he usually is. But we also have with us a gentleman who I have become, I think that he and I would consider ourselves friends over the course of, we laugh because it took me 3 years to get into the groove, if you will, of getting my aging eyes fixed. So I'm going to have you, Dr. Benjamin, if you would tell the story a little bit about how this works in general, and you can throw HIPAA to the wind because I don't. When Ken and I are talking about, he is my cardiologist and my friend as well. We've been friends for 20 years. He's been on this program with me for pretty nearly that long. So when I have my exam with him every year, we toss HIPAA out the window because I figure there are things that happen to me that will be learning curve for somebody. So when it comes to you and your services at the Benjamin Eye Institute in Los Angeles, you're kind of on the border of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, right? In that office, is that considered Beverly Hills?
Yes. Good morning, one and all. My name is Arthur Benjamin. I'm a comprehensive ophthalmologist in Los Angeles. And yes, I do practice in West Hollywood, but we can see Beverly Hills from our windows. It's actually across the street. So
yeah, no, but you can only see it if you have your eyes fixed there. there. That's the only, you can't see it if you don't have your eyes.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So as a comprehensive ophthalmologist, I do specialize. Ophthalmologists usually do pick an area of interest. So my area of interest is cataract extraction, cataract care, but a special kind, refractive cataract care. This is the modern kind of cataract surgery where we aim to free patients off of the burdens of glasses, contacts, and all kinds of other visual aids. So modern cataract surgery, which is extraction of a cloudy, aging, dysfunctional lens from inside the eye, and replacement of this lens with an artificial lens. And this artificial lens carries extended functions. It can correct astigmatism, farsightedness, nearsightedness, and presbyopia, which is a need for reading glasses. So it can impart patients who undergo this 10-15 minute procedure with the ability to see at all distances without using glasses. You know, we forget what a joy it is to have multifocality, ability to direct your gaze at distance and see, then direct your gaze at the middle, like a computer or a dashboard in a car, and see all without glasses, also threading needles and using your iPhone or whatever. So this multifocality, the ability to see at different distances, is very much at a premium. And Doug, I was referred by a colleague, by an optometrist who I worked with for the past 20 years. After a while, he got sick of glasses. We could no longer improve vision to the point where he could really see well enough, and he decided to have the surgery. We usually do one eye and then a week later do the other, but because he flew in from the East Coast, we kind of did a 1-2 punch within 3 days. I think we did one eye on Thursday and the second eye on Monday, right?
Yeah, and then we did. And you were happy to tell me that I was an unusual patient. I think Ken will get a chuckle out of that because there are very few things that people do with me that go in the ordinary in the planned way because there are a lot of things going on, and I appreciated the fact that you were flexible. I don't think you wanted to do it, but you acceded to my wishes, and it turned out that it didn't make a... In my case, it's probably different for everybody, but in my case, when I went in the day after the first eye was done, I had 20/15 vision. I hadn't seen that well without glasses since I was in my 40s. And then the other one you did, as you suggested, a couple of days later. But the use of this... And Ken is a cardiologist, so it might be that he doesn't have much to do with eyes, but he has a curious sort, and so I want him to jump in at any time here so that we can make this all about the doctors and what they do, how you make things come around to work. And you just mentioned something that was key to this. You know, when you first hear this, you think it's a very complicated operation. Well, it's not simple. There are several steps, but you really are. I went in at 5 o'clock in the morning and I was out. My son picked me up at 7 something or other. And I will tell you that I didn't feel much of anything. I think you came in the first morning and you sat down next to me about 5:15 and you said, "Are you nervous?" And I said, "Nah, I wasn't really nervous, but I had been." I don't know whether just the atmosphere or whatever of the particular facility that you use or how it worked, but I was much more comfortable than I thought I was going to be when I went into it. And you basically, you see the stuff that's going on, the lights and all the other stuff. Do you want to actually explain, because Ken was asking me these questions about what actually goes on. How do you, I think people would relax more if they understood, and that's why I'm telling the story this way, because when you hear what's done, you think, no, he's going to drill a hole in my eye.
So the cataract surgery, you're absolutely right. Of course, everybody would be anxious about having any kind of surgery, but the idea of somebody, as you mentioned, drilling something in your eye, there's no drilling going on, of course. The surgery is done under what we call topical anesthesia, so there is no injections. Modern cataract surgery by a skillful surgeon is done under topical anesthesia. That means that we just put drops in your eyes, numbing drops, same kinds of drops as optometrists and ophthalmologists put in a clinic to check your eye pressure, for example. So the surgery is very comfortable. We do give you, there's an anesthesiologist, we do give you some medications to relax you by vein. This is akin to having something like colonoscopy, only lighter. So you are aware, you can hear music in the operating room, you can hear us talking, you do follow instructions, but there is no anxiety, you don't feel anxious, and there is no pain or discomfort. It's actually, I promise my patients, the 10 best minutes of their life, no matter what they've done before. And, the surgery, as Dow Corning used to say, you know, better living through chemistry. So we have two parts to the surgical procedure. First is the laser part. And that takes about 40 seconds. I don't know if you remember that. You feel a little
I
bit.
I remember the time. I remember seeing the lights.
Right.
It was different, by the way. The first eye was different than the second eye. The procedures seemed to be a little different. And I think you explained it to me just because the anesthesiologist was different. And she interprets what she does in a different way. It didn't make any, right. It didn't hurt. It just was different. I felt like I knew more with the second eye than I did with the first eye.
So, you know, these two parts of the procedures, the first laser part takes about 40 to 60 seconds. The second part takes about 7-8 minutes. And the most magical part, of course, is when we roll you out of the operating room and you can see right away. That's really, I mean, after many years of doing this, this never gets old. It's fantastic.
Hey, Dr. Benjamin, you know, just to put this in a historical perspective, the listeners have to realize how what Dr. Benjamin is saying, the revolution in technology. When I was a humble first-year medical school in the late 1970s at Penn, at the Shea Eye Institute, they used to admit people for a week to just do one cataract.
Right, yes. What you're describing is the traditional, about 40 or 50 years ago, the way cataract surgery would be done. And this is where you would make a large incision in the eye, about 12 millimeters, which is about 180 degree or half. The eye would be incised. And the cataract would be literally squeezed out of the eye like a pit from a cherry. If the cataract was too soft, it paradoxically made the surgery more challenging. So that's where the concept of a maturing cataract had to mature before you could extract it from the eye. And then, of course, the genius of Dr. Kelman, he passed away from lung cancer about 4 or 5 years ago. Dr. Kelman, while having his teeth cleaned with a Cavitron, the ultrasonic instrument that hygienists use to break up a plaque and such on your teeth, he got the idea, why not use this ultrasonic probe to break up the cataract and make small incisions? In fact, small incision cataracts are, because we could now break up the cataract inside the eye using the ultrasound. You can imagine a cataract having the consistency of a hard candy, like a Jolly Rancher. So breaking it up inside the eye was the next development using ultrasound. It's a very efficient way. In fact, small incisions that followed that were ahead of the lens implant technology because you could extract the cataract through a small incision about 4 or 5 millimeters, but you still needed to extend the incision to put in a lens implant. Wow. And then with new materials being developed, lens implants could be folded. So now the incisions are like 2.2, 2.4 millimeters. The problem with the ultrasound is that, or what is now conventional cataract extraction, is that ultrasound energy it travels, right? It propagates through the eye. It doesn't stop at the cataract once it emulsifies it. So that's the problem with ultrasound is that it does affect the collateral tissues of the eye, mainly the cornea. It can affect the retina, the optic nerve. So that's the advent of a femtosecond laser. This is the new laser technology that breaks up the cataract. And the radius of effect of a laser is 5 microns. That means that outside of the 5-micron pulse, there's no vibration, there's no heat, there is no nobody knows that anything is happening. So as the cataract is being emulsified with a laser, all the other tissues inside the eye that are very sensitive, they're completely unaware that anything is happening. That's why laser cataract surgery gives immediate results. The patient is rolled out of the operating room and they can see right away. So, and the next thing Yeah, it's really, really cool, and it's fantastic. It's a very exciting time to be an ophthalmologist and a patient.
Doctor Arthur Benjamin is here with Dr. Ken and me. The website for his institute, Benjamin Eye, spelled E-Y-E, BenjaminEye.com. You can reach the office in Los Angeles by dialing 310-275-5533. You can text in there, and it probably wouldn't hurt if you said you heard him talking to Doug Stephan. You heard the story. It is a good story. It's a great story, frankly, and I'm glad to have had the experience, which will continue as we adjust here and there. We'll have a few more minutes with Dr. Benjamin after these words here on Good Day Health.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back for a few moments with Dr. Arthur Benjamin. Dr. Ken and I talking to him about how to see better using the process that I went through. And I wanted to tell the story, or better yet, have Dr. Benjamin tell the story. You've done thousands of these, right?
Thousands over the past 25 years. Guys, do not be afraid. This is really, you will wonder why you haven't done it before.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask Dr. Benjamin a question? I know the listeners are wondering. Doug is so happy to give up his glasses, but he had cataracts. Are there other options for our listeners who don't have cataracts to give up their glasses?
The only thing that will give you multifocality or ability to see a difference is lens replacement. Now, very commonly we have patients coming in asking for LASIK, laser vision correction. While age is not a contraindication to having laser vision correction, it doesn't get you to where you want to be. If you want to be glasses free, the only way to do it is lens replacement surgery.
Mm. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm going to have you on our Good Day program as well to have the word spread around about how great this is. I'm very happy with them. BenjaminEye.com is Dr. Benjamin's website, and the connection in Los Angeles is 310-275-5533. Thank you, Dr. Arthur Benjamin, for being here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken up next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Well, Connie came from Rockstar. We have Chuck Curry here. Getting him out of his man cave so he can go on the air with us at 53 past the hour on Good Day with our Friday overview of what's coming out this weekend and an historical perspective on something obviously that has to do with Rocky. All right, so Chucker, take it away.
Well, I noticed before I got on the air, I checked RottenTomatoes.com and saw that United Artists have released the advance reviews a week before Creed 3 hits theaters next Thursday night, and they're positive. Right now, 87% positive, about 47 reviews released on that site. That's good when the studio has confidence in their film, because some studios try to wait until the last minute or at least the last 48 hours. When you get them released a week before, that's usually a good sign that this film is tested well in preview screenings, and it appears that a majority of critics already like the film, although they do say it has very little humor, but Michael B. Jordan does a pretty good job directing, and it is a compelling film with some really good boxing.
Not interested at all.
Not at all.
Nope, not at all.
Here's what's interesting.
If Stallone's not in it or a part of it, it's not a Rocky movie.
Hijacking. Fair point. This is the ninth installment in the overall Rocky Universe. Original Rocky came out in 1976. If I had to pick a favorite of all the Rocky films, one, obviously the original, but I love Rocky Balboa. I love that movie. I think that is a great film. I thought that should have been nominated for Best Picture also. I thought he did a great job in that movie. But overall, I like every one of them. Every single one I would give a thumbs up.
Jean Smart, one of our best actresses, veteran actresses, 71 years old, shared news this week on Instagram that she had a heart procedure done. They halted her show, Hacks. I didn't realize it was still. I've seen some of the first season, and it was really quite good, frankly. But it's like so many other shows. You don't know they're there because there's so many of them. I'm watching on the plane coming out to Los Angeles last night stuff that I've never seen. There's a sort of a movie, I think it was an Apple movie, that Jennifer Lawrence was in called Causeway. Have you ever heard of that? Never heard of that movie, right?
I heard of it, but I have not watched it. You are right when you say there's a ton of content. I mean, think about this. Go back to a time period which you remember, I remember, in the 70s or 80s. Well, in the 70s, three networks, ABC, CBS, yeah. NBC. That was it. So if something aired on, and I'll give you an example because I was looking at this day, this week actually in TV history, I don't remember the exact year or date, but when Schindler's List first aired on NBC, 65 million people watched that movie on NBC. Now think about now, in 2023, if you could get 10 million people to watch anything in one night on a network, it would be a massive home run. I'm discounting Super Bowl. So, I'm just talking about television. It would be amazing if they do that, because it's so much diversification throughout streaming and cable. It is incredible.
I saw that James Spader is talking about the last season of The Blacklist. And part of it is that he thinks he's played the same character long enough. But also, the audience, which has been very, very loyal, I thought that was a fabulous show, starts this weekend, goes for another 4 months, and that's the end of it. But the idea that there is so much, when he started, there were 15, I mean, that show was fabulous, it's successful. First couple of seasons attracted 10, 12, 14 million people, which was a big haul.
Yes.
For television. Now, there's 6 million people watching it, or 7 million. That's a lot.
Good.
Yeah. But anyway, that's another. But he was so good. That show was so well written and so well done.
And for 10 years. All, I mean, think of what it takes to sit in a writing room and keep a show at a high bar for 10 years. A lot of theatrical scripts, they can't even, 50% of them can't even get it right just to write a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And these guys are writing for 10 years.
Speaking of a 2-hour movie, Alec Baldwin is still in court this week. He entered a not guilty plea in the arrest shooting case, but he's not going to have to go to court anymore. I'm going to ask Steve Wiseman about that from the countdown. That's a very interesting.
And they're finishing that project, correct?
They're going to finish it and release it. Yes.
I tell you, he has to have some strong mental fortitude to be able to deal with one thing in one hand and work on that project and finish it with, I guess, what you would say is fairly bad karma.
What's the big movie this week? What's this weekend?
Is this really going to be Cocaine Bear? Yeah, I don't say it's a big movie, but it's going to be probably number one.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. You're going to watch the SAG Awards on Netflix on Sunday?
I'll let you know what I think Monday.
Are you going to? Okay, good. I'll be looking forward to it because I'm not watching. All right, Chucker. You're the man.
Thank you.
On the Good Day program at 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.